You're listening to Network Africa at the Weekend on the BBC World Service, coming to you from the Perla of Africa, which this week has placed host to what can only be described as one of, if not the biggest, Pan-African literary festival this decade. 45 writers from 18 countries on the continent gathered in Kampala. And joining me in the grounds of the Mossa Court Guest House, from where this morning program is being broadcast, are two of those writers. They are Beatrice Fribime from Cameroon and Wapembe Lukonde from Zambia. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Now, we were hearing about the controversy over the death of funeral of Dr. Milton Obote. And Beatrice, I know you pen novels and short stories, but you have a rather apt poem, don't you?
Yeah.
Could you read it for us, please?
Okay. The poem is called Posthumous and was written in 1982. He died to hear them, words so soft and sweet, falling on ears so cold and stiff, the words he died to hear. Lying there, so cold and stiff, he listened to the words so sweet and low, the words he died to hear.
Two stanzas from your poem. Shame we couldn't hear all of it. We heard a poem also earlier, for those that may have heard, called The Hippo, which you wrote, Wapembe.
Yes.
And just in case, talking about animals, in case people have been hearing a funny kind of cawing noise this morning on the program, there have been cranes flying over the roofs of the Mossa Court, the familiar sight here in Kampala, and that is the sound you've been hearing. Now, Wapembe, what kind of issues do you write about? It's not just animals like hippos, is it?
No, not really, not just animals. I think issues that confront us every day, the issues of politics in African countries, they are social issues that concern a number of things like education, issues of cultural identity and things like that. So these are some of the themes that shape my writing, because I believe that a writer actually is shaped by the environment in which he lives. And so I express that environment and throw it back to the community to be able to judge for themselves.
Now, you know that sometimes culture writing can also be rather controversial, as we were hearing Chaku Chanya reporting just then, and that was about music. Have you ever perhaps touched on an issue that's been a thorn in the side of the authorities, Beatrice?
Oh, yes. I think my latest book, Someplace, Somewhere, is a social satire. And the main story talks about garbage.
Garbage?
Yeah.
And lack of garbage collection. Is that a major problem in Cameroon?
Yes.
I know it's certainly the case in Nigeria that you have piles, where I'm from, where you have piles of refuse sometimes rotting and smelling, you know, in the capital. Is that the same in Zambia? What kind of problems do you... There, the cranes again. What kind of things pose social ills in Zambia?
I think basically the garbage that talked about also is something that we struggle with in our country, especially about November, December, when it rains. You have cholera breaking out because these things have been lying around for quite some time.
And just briefly, you've got 10 seconds to tell us what these are. Your literary work is just a part-time job, isn't it? What are your main jobs, Beatrice and Wapembe?
Okay, I am the country project coordinator for ILO IPEC World Cup in the country, and I fight against child labour.
And Wapembe?
I work for World Vision in Zambia.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking time out to speak to us here on Network Africa on the BBC this morning. Beatrice Fribime from Cameroon and Wapembe Lukonde from Zambia.